All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Certainly glad that you were joining in on this podcast today. And wherever you are, I pray that you feel that motivation of faith and life and relationship with those that you love and all that you're doing. And I pray these few moments on this podcast that they provide a little bit more life for you. And today I want to have the theme or the focus on the title here of children. Children, yes. You see, in Mark chapter 10, verse 13 and following, it says, people were bringing children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This blessing story of children has always been an inspiring story throughout the ages. Children are not always respected. They're not always valued. Certainly, they're often silenced and told they must wait for the right time to speak or the right time to be present. But I think Jesus centers children in the story to say, we do not wait to experience calling. We do not wait to experience faith. We do not wait to experience love and loving relationship and love of God. Sometimes the very innocence of children is what picks people up off the mat most quickly, reorienting and reminding us of that love that we are to share and the care and compassion that is needed in the world. At times, I think even softening in our heart and opening us up to other possibilities. That's why I often walk around saying, all kids are our kids. All kids are our kids. And we are called to walk together. Now, with the callings of children, we often think of children as sweet and precious, but do we think of them as called? To which we'd say, well, even babies are called. They are called in their helplessness to teach their mothers and fathers how to love. And that is just the beginning of the things that children, by their very nature, teach the world. Just as you'll hear from a young mother in a moment, she'll share her powerful story and how children have impacted her life. The ways of children are reflective as they grow throughout life and as they develop. Jesus says that they are given by God to help us see God's kingdom. Jesus embraces children wholeheartedly as another way to point out the difference between what God has in mind for the world and the way that the world functions. When people were keeping them away, silencing, casting them off, no, Jesus reminded, that's not the way of God. You see, Jesus cares for those who are weak and vulnerable and always seeks to protect them. Beyond that, Jesus sees purpose in their weak and their vulnerable state, because these are the ways that they are pointing the rest of us to God. And so we learn to love God through them, which means we experience our calling. And let us never forget that Jesus comes into this world as this weak and vulnerable child. And just as we cradled Jesus in the Nativity, as Mary and Joseph did that, and as the community and the village raised Jesus, vulnerable and weak and small, at the same time, God was cradling them. God is cradling us. Well, let's hear this inspiring story on children.
As the mom of a toddler, I get to feel like the coolest person on the planet. When I'm away from my daughter, whether for 10 minutes to take a quick shower or a few hours when I'm at work, the moment I enter the room again, it's often to the exclamation of, Mommy's here, followed by tiny little feet running, giant embraces, smiles, and invitations to play and see the world with her. It's in these moments that I'm struck with what my daughter's reactions can teach me about God. Children naturally respond to their imperfect human parents with such unashamed, unabashed, and cheerful dependence. In fact, children are quite naturally called to mirror for us our true selves before God and to lead us into deeper dependence on Him who created us. Children invite us into this deeper dependence on God by exposing our limitations. Motherhood in particular is what I would call a pressure cooker. As mothers, we're met with the limits of our own bodies, hearts, and minds. You could say we're often forced rather than invited to depend on God's provision to meet the demands that sometimes feel too big, too exacting, and simply too hard for us. And yet as we find ourselves stretched beyond what we thought was possible, we are given just a small glimpse of God's abiding and limitless care for His children. But whether we enter motherhood biologically or through adoption, whether we have children of our own or we relate to children as aunts, godparents, grandparents, caretakers, and friends, the children in our lives call us into intimacy with God by representing our true identity as God's beloved children. We often hear phrases like innocent and uncorrupted by the world used to describe children. You can hear as well the resignation that's embedded in these descriptions. Children are different. They're not like us. I haven't yet encountered the real world. Yet I wonder if we were invited by Jesus Himself to become like children, then we must not dismiss them as naive, inexperienced, but rather look to them as our very own teachers. What if the world that children invite us into is actually so much closer to the real world? The real life we are all called to partake of within the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, we hear, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." All of us, God's children. And what a source of inspiration that is to think that we have this heavenly Father, this heavenly Mother who watches over, protects, raises up, loves, resurrects, redirects, all of those things. So when we're lost, we're still found because this heavenly parent comes to us and searches us out. So a few questions for you. What are ways that children have helped you learn about God's heart? What are some ways that children have helped you to learn about God's heart? When you think about what aspects of childhood maybe you have lost, or the things that have melted away from your life, what longing does this surface? And what is one way that you would like Jesus to help you become more childlike? What is just one way that you would like Jesus to help you become more childlike? That's a good one for us to center on. And as you name that, I pray that your motivation will rise, that you'll feel Spirit inspiration to take that on and to let that gift break through. Because again, all of us, God's children, with a heavenly parent, named and claimed by God, loved eternally. All thanks and praise be to God on that day, on this day, for that precious and wonderful gift. All right, stay motivated. Good day.